Welcome to this edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. One of the most popular participation and viewing platforms is YouTube. It is owned by Google and the second most viewed website, surpassed only by its Google search. YouTube is headquartered in San Bruno, California, founded by three former PayPal employees, Chad Hurley, Steve Chin, and Jawad Karim, in February 2005. Google bought the site in November 2006 for $1.65 billion, a bargain considering its popularity. YouTube features just about everything a person would want to see, from how-to videos to science, comedy, advertising, news coverage, and a variety of oddities and knick-knack clips that run the gamut of the imagination. Many videos are slammed up by people just for grins or to share information. Some strive to be YouTube stars or audition for fame, while others just want to help people. I have always wondered just how much the most popular channels come to be, how much they make, and how they make it. Instead of Googling what makes YouTubers tick and ring the register, I turned to Nevada County YouTuber Juan Brown, who operates the Blankalirio channel with over 373,000 subscribers. I was made aware of his channel years back when he had about 35,000 subscribers. Brown focuses mainly on aviation and related topics, but will venture into other events and information, such as weather-related topics, including wildfires, motorcycling, living in the mountains, and other areas of current interest. It is safe to say, however, his main thrust is aviation, its events and mishaps, both minor and major, with an emphasis on aviation safety. Brown is a U.S. Air Force trained career pilot and now flies for a major airline as first officer on wide body passenger jets. YouTubers start by enrolling in YouTube and creating an account. Brown started his Blankalirio channel in 2010, but it really didn't take off until the 2017 spillway failure at the Oroville Dam in Oroville, California. His first video on the spillway failure had over 400,000 views, and subscribers soon jumped from 4,000 to 40,000. Brown soon discovered the spillway event required his full-time attention, producing videos detailing the progress of the repair. The next leap in subscriber growth transpired in 2020 with NBA star Kobe Bryant's fatal helicopter crash. Brown, who covered the event in multiple videos, soon found his expertise as a career pilot and attention to factual detail made for much-needed answers to difficult questions surrounding aviation disasters. His coverage increased to over 200,000 subscribers after the Kobe Bryant video series and currently stands at 373,000. With his steady coverage of aviation events and other related topics, Blankalirio channel continues to grow at the rate of a few thousand a month. Turning videos into cash currently starts by exceeding 500 subscribers on your channel and over 3,000 hours of video viewed in the last 12 months. After flipping the switch, turning on monetization, and providing bank information to YouTube, you will receive your share of the previous month's ad revenue on the 21st of each month. Ad revenue varies depending on your content, the type of ad attached to your video at YouTube's choice, and the season in which they are broadcast. The holiday season is generally the most lucrative. Doing the math on the Blankalirio channel, 1 million views in a 30-day period yields about $5,000 for that month. Brown's channel receives on average between 2 to 3 million views per month. Brown also uses the Patreon subscription service, where subscribers to his channel can provide additional support and in return view most videos ad-free, plus view additional content. The Blankalirio channel has approximately 3,000 Patreon supporters, paying anywhere between $2 to $10 per month. YouTube can demonetize a video, which means you will not generate any revenue from it, for violation of YouTube guidelines, which may include copyright infringement or inappropriate content as determined by YouTube. In conclusion, YouTube is an example of how following one's passion can result in a paycheck, and on occasion, like Juan Brown's Blankalirio channel, quite a healthy one. Keep in mind, however, to garner such wages, Brown produces 2 to 4 videos a week, every week. Definitely not an endeavor for the indolent. That does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniverti.
it's a crime. Share